I'm joined in studio this morning by Fred Rettger. Did I pronounce that right?
That's correct, Jay.
He's a flyway biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And Fred, we're glad to have you with us today to talk about what you do as a wildlife pilot.
Thanks. I'm a pilot biologist for agency. My main job is counting ducks. We're into doing waterfowl surveys. Our message here at AirVenture is that aircraft are a great tool to do our job in some of the hinterlands of the continents, trying to figure out how many ducks there are on an annual basis.
That's interesting. How did you get involved in that? Obviously, you learned to fly probably younger age and decided that you wanted to be a pilot for a living. Is that how, or did you join the agency before?
No, I was in school as a wildlife biologist, but I had a great fortune as a freshman in college to land the ultimate summer job, banding ducks in Canada. And one thing led to another, and another guy and I kept going back successive years. And in the later years, while we were still in school to get our wildlife degrees, I discovered this aviation component of it. And one of the summers I was banding ducks from a Beaver float aircraft, and I said, I like this. And I was still in college down at Southern Illinois University. In those days, you could get a private license at the university for $600 and college credit. And I did that, finished a wildlife degree, did some time builder jobs, and finally achieved this goal as being a pilot biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Ah, that's exciting. So tell us a little bit about the day-to-day operation of your particular job.
Okay, I'm based down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we try to locate our people around the four flyways where our main job is the waterfowl breeding population survey that we all conduct in May every year. Wherever we live, we take our equipment to the breeding grounds, and we loosely define that as the South Dakota border, the south end of that, through the U.S. prairies and into the Canadian prairies all the way up to the Arctic Ocean. So if you think of the prairie pothole region of the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, and prairie breadbasket of the three, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, and then a bush country beyond that. We use our 12 airplanes to survey that area every year for ducks. But we're scattered out at the various places we live the rest of the year.
I see. Now, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, that's a big agency. And, of course, duck banding and following the waterfowl is not the only thing that you do. There's other aviation programs as well, correct?
There are. We have most of our aviation jobs within Fish and Wildlife are what we in government call dual function jobs. Most of us are pilot biologists or law enforcement pilot. Yeah, I mean, they're dual function in the sense that they're maybe a law enforcement officer that uses the airplane as a tool that flies. They look for waterfowl bait, hunters using corn or something like that. So the airplane, we've had a long history of using aircraft in the agency. I think we operate about 60 aircraft. About half of those are in Alaska. Some of them are the virtual pickup truck, as we think of 185s and 206s, transporting people and equipment around and doing research and whatnot. And some specialized aircraft for these long-range surveys that we do, and just a variety of missions.
And what is the most interesting thing that's happened to you on your job? Because I'm sure there's things that come up from time to time that that are memorable.
Boy, that's a good one. We get one of the things that pops into mind is like doing surveys in Tampa Bay, where we work three towers almost concurrently, where you're doing Tampa International, St. Pete, and MacDill Air Force Base. It's a challenge duck-wise, and it's a challenge aviation-wise to coordinate something like that in special use airspace.
So Now, you're down there in the typical day of your job. What do? You get up in the morning. It's a morning. Is it a morning thing?
Oh, and when we're on the survey itself, yes. It's on the prairies. Everyone tries to get going an hour after sunrise to beat the winds that occur in the afternoons. But in the bush country, logistics are a little tougher than that. So we have the long light, so it's not as critical early, but we typically fly about 5 hours a day, probably split up today with a break on the water or possibly buying fuel on floats where it's not available. You make a lot of contacts up there, you get fuel where you can, and but typically it would involve a break for fuel and somewhere else that evening, and some data crunching, number crunching, transcribing overnight. Variety of places to stay. I always tell people, you know, most aviation jobs, you're the 135 guys are maybe in hotels every night, and there's box haulers that are maybe in lesser end hotels, and people fly in the heavy, you know. We might be in a tent, we might be in a hotel, we might be in somebody's fishing lodge, but it's a very unique. We also survey ducks on the south end of the continent too. Every 3 years we take three airplanes into Mexico. I fly to East Coast, we have another airplane on the West Coast, and a 206 that float planes on either coast in a coastal habitat, and a 206 on wheels that goes down the Central Highlands. That's about a 3 week long survey for all three airplanes, and we look at most of the significant wetlands in Mexico, so it's a diverse job.
So most of our listeners will have one particular question that I haven't asked you, and that is, what kind of airplanes do you use?
Well, that's a great question, because here at 08 Air Venture, we're displaying for the first time our next generation airplane for us, and that's the Quest Kodiak. We've been in Cessna 206s on amphib floats, the ones in the boreal areas of Canada, but we're operating 5 206s on amphibs now, and they're great airplanes, but they just don't have the useful load on amphib floats that we need to carry out this job. We celebrated our 50th anniversary recently, and we're thinking the transition into the Quest will be take us into the next 50 years of wildlife science, and we're really excited about showing the Quest here.
It's at the Federal Pavilion now?
It is. And the one we have is the first one on floats. It's not our airplane. We're displaying it, and we hope to buy multiple Quest aircraft for this mission, and two float companies are very interested. Whip Air has their prototype here, and Aeroset Company is also in the race. We haven't picked a float for the aircraft yet, but we definitely have a contract with Quest for 5 airframes.
Exciting. Well, Fred, thanks for joining us today. We've run out of time, but I appreciate you coming down from the pavilion to speak with us on EA Radio, and I hope your convention goes well for you down there.
Thank you.